Page 71. The History of the Spelling Bee. Though spelling competitions were very likely around long before spelling bees, the first documented case of a spelling bee called such was in 1825. It wasn't until a century later that the first national spelling bee was held in 1925 and was sponsored by the Louisville Courier Journal. At first, they were only going to include contestants from Kentucky, but ultimately decided to invite other newspapers to sponsor champions of other states. 9 finalists competed in that first spelling bee in Washington, D.C. The winning word that year was gladiolus, spelled by 11-year-old Frank Neuhauser, who died on March 22, 2011, at the age of 97. If you're wondering how B came to be attached to spelling to refer to spelling contests, it's because B meant at the time something to the effect of gathering. It first popped up in this sense in the mid-18th century, referring to people getting together to do some work of labor, like building a barn or the like. When the first known spelling bee was held, there were also Applebee's, which also is where the restaurant chain got its name, Brain Bees, Suing Bees, Corn Husking Bees, and somewhat more menacious Lynching Bees, among others. It was customary at these bees for everyone to get together to perform whatever task, then afterwards have a party with refreshments. Other spelling bee factors. The first almost fully deaf person to compete in the National Spelling Bee was Jimmy McCarthy in 1996. He ended up finishing at 48th place out of 247 students, which is even more impressive considering that in order to spell the words, he has to first know what the word is, something that was somewhat problematic in conveying to him due to his deafness. In order to do this, he had an interpreter who would mouth the word, cite it, but not to spell it obviously, and he had a radio device that helped him hear the announcer slightly. However, this still was difficult, given the abstract words they often used for him. For example, one word, dormition, was particularly hard to convey as there is no such word in sign language, as there are only about 40,000 words in the particular sign language he knew, compared to nearly 500,000 words in English. In order to convey dormition, meaning being taken up into heaven, the interpreter mouthed it and signed death and sleep, at which point McCarthy figured out what word it was they wanted him to spell, and he spelled it correctly. He lost when he failed to spell ululant, means howling or walling. He instead spelled undulant, meaning resembling waves. So, it would appear he lost necessarily because he couldn't spell the word, but because he was spelling a different word, due to not being able to tell what they wanted him to spell. Even though homeschool students account for just 2.9% of students in the United States, they tend to comprise about 10% of the contestants in the Scripps National Spelling Bee every year. Contrary to popular belief, though, they do not always win, as only 4 homeschool students have won the bee in its entire history. However, given their elevated representation in the National Bee, it appears they do win the qualifying rounds disproportionately to their numbers. The only person not from the United States to win the Scripps National Spelling Bee was Jodie Ann Maxwell in 1998. She is Jamaican. The official dictionary of the Scripps National Spelling Bee is Webster's New International Dictionary, which contains about 473,000 words at present for the students to potentially have to spell. Oddly enough, since the invention of spell check a few decades ago, attendance at the National Spelling Bee has nearly doubled. In the history of the Scripps National Spelling Bee, the most common word used in the competition is connoisseur.